This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, the station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
D. There was a guy named Joe, not too different than you or me. He worked in a satellite loading bay, just polishing switches to pay his way. He did his job well with a cheerful face, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. In a not too distant future, next Sunday A.D., there was a guy named Joel, not too different from you or me. He worked at Gizmonic Institute, just another face in a red jumpsuit. He did a good job cleaning up the place, but his boss didn't like him, so they shot him into space. Shot him into space.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. And remember, my friend, these future events will affect you. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and be amused at the future. I predict that politics will make stranger bedfellows than ever before. I fearlessly predict that the once politically inactive South will rise again in no uncertain terms. I predict that every vote south of the Mason-Dixon line could easily be conservative. I predict there will be two political parties in America. One will be the Conservative Party and the other will be the Liberal Party. There will be a clean-cut division which no one could conscientiously cross over. This startling trend will become most apparent before the next election, and you will join heartily in this stand whether you want to or not. Now, don't say you won't, because I predict you will. I predict fashions for both men and women will be exactly alike in the new unisex trend. The new tunics, which will soon be worn, have no difference except in size. Men are growing smaller in stature, and the women are growing larger in stature, and there will only be three sizes, large, medium, and small, to the new tunic you will soon wear. I predict there will be body stockings for those who would feel shy or modest. Those who wish to wear nothing naturally will be free to do so. I predict the day of severity in dress will soon be at hand, almost puritanical in style, with no beads, no jangles, no bracelets. Men and women will wear exactly the same makeup, the same style of hairdress, and if required, the same type of wig. I was not allowed to say on television, radio, or have it appear in my column, as the advertisers would clomp down on me and clomp very heavily. I further predict the new age of nudity, for the human body will be glorified. Body design, self-painted, will take up most of your spare time. Women will decorate their breasts with startling colors, while men will decorate their genitals. Those who are politically ornated will always print body slogans on themselves, and this will take place of the present-day bumper stickers. Subdued colors will be used in the cloth, but riotous colors will be painted on your body. I predict that the entertainment personalities of the future will be entertainment personalities and nothing else. When someone pays admission to hear a singer or a comedian, they will not tolerate protest messages. They will demand and receive 100% entertainment, as this is the only thing that television or the radio sponsor will tolerate. Too many items are now off the shelves due to a subconscious boycott of that item by the viewer who rejected the program on which this item was advertised. I predict entertainment will be entertainment, and entertainment alone. I predict that in our tomorrow, the little women will reign supreme. I predict that it will be impossible for a man to divorce a woman, for she must divorce him. I predict there will not be the present marriage status, but it will be a marriage contract by which the man must abide. And if a man walks away from supporting his wife or children, it will be a compounded felony in the eyes of justice. I predict that both a religious and a civil ceremony will be required of all marriages. I predict in the future it will be very possible for a woman to sell her husband to another woman, both legally and morally. I predict man will truly be the slave of woman. You women now control 93% of the wealth and spend 87 cents out of every dollar. So what are we poor men to do? Personally, I welcome it, because we men have made such a mess of things, you women must naturally come to our rescue and do better.
It's mystery. It's science. It's radio.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean.
To the east, Africa was her neighbor. across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantic culture. The Andaluvian kings colonized the world, and all the gods that play in all the mythological dramas, from all the legends of all the lands, were from fair Atlantis. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice, let us sing and dance, and ring in the new. Hail, Atlantis!
Tornado! Oh, look at it whirring around and spinning and everything. It's a white tornado.
White tornado, my foot. That's a real tornado. Oh, you ain't in New York City, baby. You're in Kansas, and that thing means business. Run for your life!
Oh, I'm sure you're wrong. I've seen them on television. It's a white tornado. They just come over to you and clean everything. It's simply marvelous.
When the moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets, and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius, Aquarius, Aquarius.
Harmony and understanding,
sympathy and trust abounding.
No more falsehoods or derisions, golden living dreams of visions,
mystic crystal revelation, and the minds to liberation. Aquarius,
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Stars, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius, 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 harmony and understanding,
sympathy and trust abound.
There'll be no more falsehoods or derisions, only golden living dreams of vision.
Mystic crystal revelation, I am the mind to liberation. Aquarius,
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 coming to you across time and space and across Manos.
Not to mention across the airwaves.
This is
a Mystery Science Radio mashup.
I can't believe we're back on the air. I just can't believe it.
Oh, you can believe it, Mikey.
Aunt Betty, Aunt Betty.
Torgo!
Oh, no. He's back.
Yes, I have returned again. This time there will be no escape.
Oh, no escape.
This time Manos will be done.
Oh, no,
or
no.
Maybe. Have you got that cloning machine fixed yet?
Yes.
No?
No, yes.
All right, what does it need, a 9-volt battery?
It's all set.
I'll go down to the radio shack. I'll be back in a
while. It's fixed, Master. The cloning machine is fixed. You don't need to go to radio shack.
Here we go. I'm going to, what's this switch?
Yes.
No, that does nothing.
No, touch that one.
What's this?
No, that one.
Is that different now?
No.
Does it sound like I'm on old-time radio? Okay, let's turn that one back on.
Don't turn that one. No.
What's this? Ow. Okay, I won't be touching that one again.
I tried to tell you. You don't
listen to me. Where's the one for the mood lighting?
You don't listen to me.
What do you mean there's no mood lighting?
There is no mood lighting.
Oh, right. Radio. Never mind. Torgo!
Yes?
Where are my Doritos? I'm hungry.
I ate them.
I do approve of Doritos.
No, you don't.
One of the few things I do approve of.
It's Pringles. You approve of
nothing else.
Pringles.
I would not approve of anything else.
Yes, you would.
Except Doritos.
Pringles.
And the cool ranch. And you have, oh, the spicy pepper. You remember those avocado ones? Those were delicious.
You're making me hungry.
I could go for some of those right now. But
I could too.
Oh, wait. No, Manos wouldn't approve.
Yeah, yes, he wouldn't.
Pizza. Pizza. Yes, that's it. Doritos pizza. Ha! I'm a genius.
No, you're not.
Yes, I will fund the new Church of Manos with my chain of Dorito-flavored pizzas.
Oh my God, it's Herman Cain.
I'll be right back. I gotta go call my agent.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Mystery Science Radio, broadcasting from the Jefferson Airship at an undisclosed location somewhere in the universe. And it's time for the Mystery Science Radio mailbag. I'm gonna read a letter or two here. Ah, here's one. How are you guys back on the air after having been, oh dear, annihilated in the past? Next letter. Yes, I'm a longtime fan of Mystery Science Radio, and I'd like to know what kind of shirts you wear and who... Oh, what the hell? Okay, enough of the mailbag and back to some wonderful, wonderful music. This is MacArthur's Park.
Now it's time once again for your favorite television show in the afternoon, Television's Frank.
Good morning, everybody. Television's Frank here, just saying hello. Today we have ourselves a great guest. So this afternoon, stand up and say hello to Reality's Frank.
Hi.
Hello, Reality's Frank. So, Frank, tell me, Frank, how are you doing, Frank?
This is weird.
Okay, well, you look a little down in the dumps.
No, I always look like this.
Don't I know those guys?
Well, I feel average. I feel real.
Real? Everything's real, sir. Commercial break.
We just started.
And now we're back. So, reality's Frank.
Hi.
Hi. So what happened with you
today? This is worse than Jerry Springer.
You told me some things about why you're feeling average.
I did?
Yes. Remember about the thing with the thing?
Oh, right. This is the part in the script where it said we engage in banter.
You don't say that out loud.
Oh, sorry.
We're cutting to commercial?
We just came back from one.
This is commercial television.
Is it?
We need to make our money somehow.
Nobody said I was getting paid.
Put that spoon down, you glutton.
I will not. I expect it to be a nerd.
You've eaten the last of the minestrone. The master will not approve. Who do you think you are?
I'm Cherokee Jack.
Get ready for the new Coleman Francis heart-pounding drama, The Last of the Minestrone, coming soon to a theater nowhere near you.
I'm Cherokee Jack.
Okay, Torgo, you can unthread the projector now. Torgo? Torgo? Come on, Torgo, we're live on the air. We've had enough of these glitches. Wake up, Torgo. Wake up. Come on, Torgo. This is ridiculous. Wake up, Torgo! Yeah.